Hello everyone, it's Mo. I'm just recording this as I think it's fun. It's a little update on my life. I know I haven't been uploading long video for 2 months, short video for a month, and that is right after I said I found the job finally and I can upload often. But the thing is, right after I found one full-time job, I also found two very good part-time jobs. So I am doing three jobs at once. But that is not really the excuse of not making video. I do still have free time. So let's talk about what's been going on in my mind recently. I am kind of worrying a lot recently about technology, about being on screen and stuff in general. And I am starting to learn like coding and cybersecurity and stuff like that. Just being concerned about what will happen to me and like content creator in general in the future, our voice, our face, and our thoughts, and what can it be done by AI and company that collecting this data. So I am thinking about a way that is gonna be safe for me in the future. And also at the same time, I'm thinking about if that's just overthinking and nothing I should really worry about. And that's the first, I guess, pretty big thing that's going on with me. I'm spending my free time like learning AI and technology and stuff, computer science too. Kind of gear myself up for the future. Sounds kind of crazy, but I think it's actually necessary, especially with how AI is developing so fast. I think it's good to learn the technology itself to guard yourself. The second big thing about not uploading that frequently is because I am trying my best to be genuine as I am posting on Instagram talking about, recently I'm really not in the mood to talk about goofy cats, so I decided to, talk about something really new there. I'm really, really surprised that people react very well on Instagram. Although it's a completely different topic. But at the same time, I am still worried if people actually get what I mean and stuff like that. I really overthink too much about my output and people's respond. So that is about I want to be genuine, and I am not adventurous recently. I am just, working. I barely leave my bedroom where I work is what's going on recently. So that's why there's no video. And I know it's not healthy to do that. I haven't had a job for a while, and my financial income is relying on YouTube and Patreon and streaming for a long time. And honestly, I don't enjoy that. It made me feel very guilty. It made me feel like, I know this is not really the truth, but I feel like I'm manipulating people. Because, once you are monetized, you will think about, is this gonna be consistent? Is this gonna be able to generate more views to sustain the channel? And you guys gave a lot of amazing idea and support. I really appreciate it, but in my heart, deep in my heart, I know there is no way to balance it. Deep in my heart, I know once your intention has 1% of the intention of monetizing, it is not really genuine. So I am so enjoying what I'm doing right now, which is working and getting what my output actually made, which is I'm doing translating and stuff and voiceover too. And I'm doing training for two teachers. I'm training English teacher. Ironically, my English is not really that good, but I'm training English teacher, doing interviewing them and gave them su support and suggestion. I really enjoy this, like using my technical or like specialties, technical skills to, get paid. Although I know money is not real, it's just paper and it's a system made by the current society. But, I am not big enough to completely get rid of the game, so I have to do it their way. But I honestly feel more relaxed, although it's more tiring, and I'd say at ease, compared with content creating. But trust me, this is not a goodbye or anything. I am actively looking for a way to restart my channel. It's just 2 months, right? So it's not that scary. So my brain is constantly running, thinking about how should I run this YouTube channel. For now, I am looking forward to find an answer from people that I think is doing it well. For example, a YouTube channel like Atomic Shrimp, or just doing it completely professional, like not adding too much personal connection. Because for right now, I talk a lot in my channel, and I actively build this personal bond. And I think once there's a personal bond, I need to be genuine. Or I can just be professional or like sharing skills or experience and without too much about who I am, then I probably don't need to, think too much about am I being real enough or something like that. I don't know. But it's not really a sad thing. It's more of a thinking about what's right to do process. So I really hope I can get understanding and feedback if you can give any. But I want to stress that it's not stressful for me. I know I sound a little bit sad because it's something I truly care. That's why. But trust me, I'm so happy. So many funny things happened with Amoeba recently, and life has been really, really positive recently. I connect so much with my cousin recently, which I haven't been talking to her that much, but we've been talking about health, job, building a hydroponic system when I'm back to China, so we can grow some healthy vegetables for our parents and stuff like that. Everything is so positive recently. It's just I'm not posting on YouTube. I am, the adventure has to go on. That's part of my personality. One side of my personality is super, super mole, which is just going in my room for a long time and not going out. And another side of my personality is I am really curious about the world. And I'm like so introverted and so extroverted in different time frame. So the adventure must go on. It's just I need to think about a way and a way, a place, a method that is safe for me. That is genuine, that is not, for monetization purpose, and I feel proud of myself for doing the thing. I overthink a lot. I hope you guys understand. And again, thank you so much for all your support. I still have a lot of fridge magnet I made that haven't sent out yet. So please, if you guys are interested in the fridge magnet, I think most of them who have received it, which is I think only 3 people, has posted it in the chat in Patreon. So if you're interested, give it a look. It's made by clay and dry flour I made that's collected this summer. Oh, actually, sorry, it's this spring, so it's been a few months. They are waiting. So if you guys want any, there's probably, oh my god, like at least 30 flour, and I can make so many of them. And there's actually 5 already made on my fridge waiting for anyone who wants it. So yeah, let me know in the comment, I guess, so, or DM me. And if you have sent me address already, and if it's not updated, just, you know, let me know and I will send it out. If you haven't sent me your address, let me know your address and I think phone number and email, which is important for shipping. Thank you all. See you soon.